few years ago, Canadian folk singer Lorena McKennitt released a song called Night Ride in the Caucasus. It was inspired by the life story of another Canadian, Murat Yagan, who was born in the Caucasus in a land called Abkhazia by the Black Sea. Now, Abkhazia is considered a special place, famous for its long-lived people, its horsemen, its chivalry, and a philosophy called Kebza. Now at the age of 87, Murat Yagan is considered a living treasure, perhaps the last remaining teacher of the Kebza tradition. Recently, he went back to Abkhazia to receive a presidential honor. A group of students traveled with him, and Alex Van Oss, who reports that Abkhazia is a place you almost can't get to from here.
The Caucasus is a land of legends washed by the Black Sea. It was the home of ancient giants called Narts, and Greek myths, Jason and the Argonauts, the Golden Fleece, all took place in the Caucasus. Some claim that Abkhazia was the original Garden of Eden because of its snow-covered mountains that plunge down to subtropical shores. But the Caucasus is far from being an Eden today, what with Chechnya to the northeast, and Abkhazia and Georgia in a 10-year state of contention.
If they cannot make peace here, there will be no peace in the world.
Murat Yagan is a Kebza elder with piercing eyes, a short white beard, and courtly manners. Yagan says his native Abkhazia may seem insignificant to the world. Though it declared independence 8 years ago, no country recognizes it. Abkhazia is tiny, only a third the size of Maryland. But Yagan says its location next to Georgia and to potential oil pipelines from the Caspian Sea makes it strategic. Peace, he says, between Abkhazians and their neighbors should be of concern to the world's major powers.
It was a powder keg, always Caucasian Sierra, strategically important. Now it is more than powder keg. It is a nuclear keg.
Murat Yagan believes that one way to defuse this keg is to reintroduce the Kebza way of life to the Caucasus, the leadership training and character building he received from Circassian elders in his youth. The elders taught him martial arts and horsemanship. In the 1930s, Yagan was a champion rider in the Olympics, and they guided him on a rigorous spiritual path. Yagan, who lives in Canada, believes he's the last Kebza teacher in the world. So for 30 years, he's been giving workshops and writing books. The Abkhazian government considers Yagan a living treasure, and they invited him for a visit. Yagan and students flew to Sochi in southern Russia, where they waited to cross over the border into Abkhazia itself, just a few miles away. With him was Kebza student Sharon Allen from Vernon, British Columbia.
Kebza is the name of the tradition of the peoples of the Caucasus Mountains, which is the rules of civility, manners, social etiquette, social rituals. Is the teaching that was given to the administrators and rulers of the society and encompasses the spiritual practices. So it's a social, cultural, spiritual tradition. It's a way of life.
In the Kebza way of life, the practitioner strives to be of service to the community, to be patient, to demonstrate honor. All of this is rooted in age-old custom, but it's also spiritual, caused by a certain tug at the heart, which Murat Yagan calls yearning.
Yearning is the only means to elevate human motivation from survival to ascension in the direction of an unknown better.
This is based on universal values, the respect for elders, respect for women. Person is regarded as somebody who is a member of society rather than as a completely isolated individual.
Vyacheslav Chirikba is an Abkhazian diplomat. He and the vice president of Abkhazia and other officials have joined the honored guests in Russia and hope to escort them and cross over the border into Abkhazia. But there is a problem. The border is closed on orders from Moscow. Abkhazia, though a self-declared independent country, is being kept under economic blockade by the Russians and Georgians. That means it's off limits to foreigners.
And this is, of course, a very strange situation in the 21st century when the Berlin Wall was destroyed and the humanitarian contacts became very usual between different nations, became very usual in the everyday life. And in this part of the world, it is forbidden to communicate and to meet and to travel.
Abkhazia used to be the richest resort area of the Soviet Union. Now it's a kind of never-never land. Georgia claims the territory, Russia protects, but also blockades it. The visitors have been taken to a beautiful Russian dacha overlooking the Black Sea. Stalin's son used to vacation here, as did Lavrenty Beria, Stalin's ruthless henchman. After a flurry of phone calls, the officials decide to risk everything and smuggle four of their guests across the border, incognito. The rest will have to spend the night at the dacha and be smuggled into Abkhazia the next day, maybe. Murat Yagan gets into a car. So do Carrie and Mars Attar from West Virginia. And off they go.
We really didn't know what to expect. They made us take off hats, glasses, light-colored raincoats or jackets. And we had cars with tinted windows and tinted backs.
The border is like four major roadblocks with huge fences. And around each fence, there are guards.
I don't know how fast we went, but we were just speeding with, you know, all these police escorts and the sirens rolling. And they kept zigzagging back and forth so that different cars would be in the lead and different cars would be at the end. And it was kind of like no car was ever in the same place for very long.
The pretense was that perhaps the president or some dignitaries were going through, and they had one of their Russian officers ride with us, who was sympathetic to Abkhazian cause. It was a major challenge, but we managed.
Meanwhile, back at the dacha, the Kebza students wait, one day and another, hoping for the car that will take them a few tantalizing miles away around the shoreline to Abkhazia. But the cars never come. Or rather, they show up on the third day, bringing Yagan and the rest back, smuggled out of Abkhazia, into Russia again. They have stories to tell about what they found over there, beautiful countryside, but also ruins. During the war with Georgia, Abkhazia's main history and cultural archives got burned to ashes. That was 10 years ago. Much of the city is still destroyed, says Kari Attar, who took videos.
Through the streets, it was kind of eerie because we were basically the only cars on the street. A lot of the central buildings, like the library and the important buildings to the people, were just gutted. The walls were standing. But things were growing up in the middle, where there was nothing.
During his visit, Kebza elder Murat Yagan received a medal from the Abkhazian government, the Order of Honor and Glory. And he met with young people, elders, and officials. Murat tells stories about famous Abkhazian centenarians, true stories, he says, like the 118-year-old man who fell off his horse while jousting. The old man died, but his 39-year-old wife gave birth to a son soon after.
3 months later, a son was born to him from his last wife. And there was 86 years difference between his first son and the last son.
Abkhazian Vice Premier Vladimir Zantaria says Yagan is a precious link to this vanishing generation and its wisdom.
Murat is a great man. We are in a difficult situation. If the world loses Abkhazia, its traditions, culture, customs, dances and songs, then the world will be diminished. Murat is correct and wise when he says that Abkhazians must help Georgians understand that they did something wrong when they invaded Abkhazia. And what's more, he says that if we strive to achieve happiness for Abkhazia alone and not for the region as a whole, then we will lose everything.
When the president of Abkhazia was inaugurated in 1994, he had at his side three spiritual figures, a Christian priest, a Muslim imam, and, significantly, a keeper of the ancient Caucasus pagan traditions to which Kebze is connected. Kebze maintains that all things are conscious, even rocks and mountains. On the final day of their visit, Murat Yagan and the others get taken to a holy place, a mysterious mountain called Didrupsh Nicha, Karyatar.
We met this peasant, probably in his late 60s or 70s. His eyes were just luminous. And we went to his farm, and what he is, other than a pagan priest, he's referred to as the keeper of the mountain.
The keeper of the mountain describes seeing strange lights at the summit and hearing of magnetic force fields. The Abkhazian government takes these supernatural matters seriously and indeed gave a feast of thanks to the mountain after the victorious war with Georgia in 1993. Murat listens and nods. Sooner or later, he says, the mystical and scientific will be reconciled. Yagan and his fellow travelers leave Abkhazia and cross the Black Sea to Turkey. They are retracing history. In the 1800s, when Russia seized the Caucasus, 60% of Abkhazians fled to Anatolia, the Middle East, Europe, and America. Abkhazians became a minority in their own homeland, and communism rubbed out many of the old cultural ways. But the diaspora community overseas held on to some Kebze traditions, such as the veneration of elders and close family ties. All this side by side with modern life. From Ankara to Istanbul, Murat Yagan is welcomed as an elder, a dignified natural aristocrat who remembers an old way of life. He tours Circassian villages and cultural centers and gives talks about Kebze. Along with ceremony, there's endless socializing. Yagan explains that if the pillars of the Kebze tradition include yearning, patience, and honor, no less important is community and the fourth pillar. And that fourth pillar of Kebze, says Yagan, is dance.
Dance is a way of disciplining human sexual energy. Discipline means, in Kebze, harnessing any kind of energy. Sound energy, light energy, electronic energy, everything. But you have to harness. And this is discipline.
Feet flashing, heads held high, Circassian dancing puts river dance to shame. The steps and the chords go back centuries. To Western ears, they may seem exotic and the Kebze traditions quaint. But not to a 24-year-old Abkhazian Turk named Alper.
I think the main point of our culture is respect to each other and love.
Alper and his friends sit in a Circassian culture club in Istanbul. To these young men in their 20s and 30s, Kebze is not just a tradition, it is their culture, and their culture is home.
This is somehow difficult to translate or to explain all these customs or rules or feelings in words. We are not just thinking about ourselves, we are also thinking about our next generation. What the Abkhazian says in Tanks, Yitabup, Anchi Apsa Yumruzan, it means that God should not let us to lose our culture.
What will happen to Kebze? Elder Murat Yagan is now 87. A young man by Circassian standards. But to keep Kebze going, there are study groups in the United States, Canada, and Israel. And as a result of his visit to the Black Sea, Yagan's books will now be translated and distributed in Turkey, Russia, and in Abkhazia itself. Finally, a new Kebze-inspired project, a Dutch organization called IDICA, seeks to rebuild and restock the cultural and history archives in Abkhazia, the ones that got burned to ashes in Suchum during the war 10 years ago. For NPR News, this is Alex Fanos reporting.
For more on Abkhazia and Kebze, you can come to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.